Good evening, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Thank you for tuning in today, guys. It is actually quite late at night here, and I wanted to just hop on here and share a message with you before I head off to sleep. And I'm just reflecting on my own journey when it comes to being or having lived in a toxic environment, very toxic, unhealthy situations, and moving through that, coming out the other side, and what I found to be the biggest transformational experience for me that really helped me in that time. And there are several of these, and they kind of all bundle up into one thing, really. But one of the most important things that I want to share with you to help you understand is that if you are finding yourself in a very unhealthy relationship and you are finding yourself stressed out, upset, confused, going through what you know in your soul is so unhealthy, and you are struggling with this, I want you to understand that there is a way out, that you absolutely can turn this around, but it does require you taking your power back, and it does require you getting really honest with yourself and knowing that you are going to have to make some possibly very difficult decisions, but ultimately is going to free you and bring you the absolute best results. But ultimately, it is only you that can change your circumstances. And I don't want that to sound harsh or cruel or anything like that, but the reality is when we find ourselves in these situations, it's as though sometimes we just are waiting for a miracle, waiting for something to happen. But I've come to learn, and I did learn, that no one was actually going to save me. I was going to have to save myself. It was only me that could change the current situation that I was living in. It was only me that could put a stop to all these toxic, drama-filled relationships that I had found myself in. I had to own my story. I had to own the pattern that I was playing out in my own life. And just understanding this was a huge thing. And when I began to get involved with, as I've mentioned many times before, meditation, understanding the way my mind was wired, understanding that I had to 100% learn how to love myself and associate myself with things that were healthy in my life, the right kind of people, even down to the right kind of food that I was putting into my body. Not that I was ever someone that ate really poorly or anything, but it was literally a decision about, you know what, I'm the only one that can change this, and I have the power to do that. And it wasn't easy. It takes, you know, courage. It takes a real wanting it from the inside, like on such a core level, that you really want it and you know you deserve better and you are willing to do what you have to do. And I know people stay stuck in that ambivalent place. They stay stuck on the fence because the thought of up leveling or all the upheaval that's involved with making change can seem so overwhelming for some people that they'd rather just stay in that uncomfortable space because it's familiar. And all I can say to that is, you know, I totally understand that, but I also want for you to be free, and I want you to feel deep down happiness, and I want you to realize that you are so powerful and so incredible. And when you basically make that decision for yourself and decide that you are going to step into a more spiritual, awakened, conscious way of living and feeling and being, when you understand that you are the creator of your own life and you can turn this around, that is the most beautiful gift you can give yourself, to your children, if you have children, to your future children, and everyone that you can love, everyone in your circle, because it is liberating. It really is. And I think for so long for me, I really believed that there was no way out. I really believed that I was stuck in this cycle of toxic relationships. And I used to question it so often. Why is this happening again? Why is this going on? And why is this, you know, happening for the 25th time? What is it, you know? And I realized, of course, I was the common denominator, and I realized that my own patterns of insecurity and pain were just playing out consistently in these types of situations. So that is my message, guys. I want you to know that the biggest thing you can do for yourself is totally own your story, recognize your worth, recognize your truth, and understand that you are not stuck in that situation, but just knowing you have the power to change it, knowing you have the power to completely rewrite your script, your life script, rewrite that story about relationships. You can do it. It's a spiritual awakening, transformative place. And if you're questioning, you know, sometimes he's good, sometimes it's not so bad, this all goes back down to your own self-love and your own self-worth again. So it's important to be able to get to that place within yourself where you recognize your absolute worth. And then you get clarity from that place. You get insight, you get knowledge, and you know what you need to do. And it just ties in so much with the relationship you have with yourself. Your relationship with yourself is so freaking important. And on the next podcast, I'm going to share with you specific how-tos, how to love yourself radically and epically, how to bring your self-worth into your own light, how to experience that worth that you have that you may not be able to recognize or see within yourself at this moment, because you are worthy, you are deserving, you are everything that you desire, and you can have a beautiful, healthy relationship. But like I said, the thing that needs to happen is you have to understand that it is only you that can change that story. It is only you that can make those changes. Nobody else can do it for you. And you can listen to so many podcasts. You can listen to motivational seminars. You can go to meditation classes. You can do all kinds of things, right? But if you don't implement all what you're learning, if you don't take the action, then it's just like just listening to a bunch of information and nothing changes. It goes back to nothing changes if nothing changes. So please recognize your incredible power. Recognize that you are able to connect inwards and create the life that you truly desire on your terms. And when you say yes to you, it is the best thing you can ever do. So sending you so much love, guys. I will be back in a few days with another podcast sharing with you the how-tos. I've shared it before, but you can never hear it enough. So more on that next time. Sending you much love. And I'm off to bed. Good night, guys.